Hello, this is Bill Branagh. For this month's Guitar Lesson of the Month, we will listen to a full-length lesson on Precious Serenade. I first learned this song when I was in high school from a guy going to college who was going to college at Berklee School of Music, and they were teaching it there. I've since then tried to run down who wrote the song, who recorded the song, any of that, and I can find nothing. So I know nothing about the song other than how to play it and, of course, how to teach it, and that's what you are going to get today. Before we get started, though, let me mention some new titles in the Guitar by Ear lineup. There's Cocaine by Eric Clapton, Honey Don't by The Beatles, Stand By Me by Prince Royce, Fantasy Girl by 38 Special, and Chitlin's Concarney by Stevie Ray Vaughan. And this is a guitar solo as well, something you might want to consider, especially if you enjoy this guitar solo. Well, let's start learning Precious Serenade.
Hi, this is Bill Brown, and I will be your instructor for this particular tape where I will talk you through the song Precious Serenade, lick by lick, note by note. To get started, we'll take our second finger and we'll put it on the top string, 7th fret. Our third finger will be on the 4th string, 7th fret, right underneath it. And then our little finger will get the 3rd string, 7th fret. And then our first finger will stretch down to the 2nd string, 5th fret. We're going to strum this chord starting with the 6th string all the way down to the 2nd string, but I want the 5th string to be dead. My 2nd finger's kind of laying over it on a little bit so that it's muted out, because we don't want it to play, we want it to be dead. So when I strum the 6th through the 2nd string, it will sound like this. That's the first chord. Look at it, hold it. See what it looks like, feel what it feels like. Now I want you to remove your hand from the fretboard, and I want you to find it again. Now that is the first chord of the song. What we will do with it is we will strum that 6th string down to the 2nd string, and then hit the 2nd string by itself 3 times. So here's what it will sound like. Now I want you to practice taking your hand off of the fingerboard, putting it back on, and playing that much of the song over and over again to make sure you can find the first chord. The second chord of the song is very similar to the first chord, except that we're going to take the 2nd finger and the 3rd finger that are on the 6th and 4th string, and we're going to slide them down 1 fret so that they are on the 6th fret. We will still keep our little finger on the 3rd string, 7th fret, and our first finger remains on the 5th string, 2nd fret. We will do the same strum pattern that we did with the previous chord, and we will hit the 2nd string 3 times. So if we go from the beginning, it will sound like this. Now just practice those two chords going back and forth. Take your hand off of the fretboard, put it back up there, and start from the beginning and do those two chords. Now we're ready for the third chord. To get the third chord, I'm going to take my first finger and put it on the 6th string, 5th fret. My second finger will be on the 2nd string, 5th fret. My third finger will be on the 4th string, 6th fret. And my little finger will be right underneath it on the 3rd string, 6th fret also. I will strum this one like I did the other two with the 5th string muted out so that it doesn't play. See, my 5th string is dead. I'm going to strum 6 all the way down to 2. Now with this chord, I won't hit the 2nd string after that. I'll just play the chord alone. So, if we go from the beginning, we'll have this. Now when you hit that 3rd chord, you want to give it 3 counts. 1, 2, 3, before you go to the next section of the song. Now work on just those. After the 3rd chord, we'll hit the 6th string open, then we'll hold down the 1st fret of the 6th string and hit the 6th string again, and then we're going to bar all the way across the 2nd fret with our 1st finger and hit the top string. And then we'll strum the 4th, 3rd, and 2nd string with our finger still down across that 2nd fret. So that particular phrase will be like this. Just practice that over and over again. That's the top string open, the 1st fret, bar all the way across the 2nd fret, hit the 6th string by itself, and then strum the 4th, 3rd, and 2nd string. If we go from the beginning, it will sound like this. Now practice that much of the song. For the next chord, we will keep the bar in place that we just used, but on top of that, I want to put my 2nd finger on the 2nd string, 3rd fret. I want my 3rd finger on the 4th string, 4th fret, and then my little finger will be right underneath it on the 3rd string, 4th fret. With this chord, we're going to strum the 5th, 4th, 3rd, and 2nd strings. If we go from the beginning, we'll have this. That's that new chord. After we hit that new chord, we hit the 3rd string by itself with all these notes still down. Then we're going to hit the 2nd string, but we're going to take our 2nd finger off so that the 2nd string is playing the bar that you have with your 1st finger across the 2nd fret. So if we go back to that chord right before there, that's what we should have. So from the beginning, it should sound like this. Now I want you to work on just that much of it over and over again until you have the chord changes real smooth and you can play it fairly close to the same speed that I am playing it. For the next chord, we're going to place our 1st finger on the 5th string, 2nd fret. Our 2nd finger will be on the 3rd string, 2nd fret. Our 3rd finger will be on the 4th string, 3rd fret. And then our 4th finger will be on the 2nd string, 3rd fret. And we'll play those 4 notes, that's the 5th, 4th, 3rd, and 2nd string together. Now let's practice going from that part where it goes. Then this chord. And that's the new one. Let's go back to that same place. Now practice that phrase over and over again until you have those chord changes down, and then take it from the very beginning of the song, which should sound like this. Now practice that much.